Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Baba Basra, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Sholosh Arzois, La Chazaka. So we know that you have a Chazaka when you use a property for 3 years, and the owner doesn't say anything. No protest. He's not Moicha. Now, but does this work if the owner of the property is not there? Sagt der Mishnah, Sholosh Arzois, La Chazaka. There are three lands in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to Chazaka. Meaning to say, says the Batanura, that if you make a Chazaka in one of these lands, and the owner of the Karka is in a different land, the Chazaka is not a Chazaka. Because they didn't have caravans traveling back and forth on a regular basis. The Batanura explains, it doesn't mean that there was a military closing of the borders. It wasn't necessarily a time of war. But the fact was, people weren't traveling back and forth. If the owner of the property would have said, what do you mean that person has no right to be in my land? There would be no one to tell the one that's in the land that that was taking place. So the machzik, meaning to say, the person who's trying to use this chazaka for his benefit, the one who's in the land, he knows this. And therefore he has to be careful with his shtar. He can't say, well, after 3 years, no one said anything, so I wasn't careful with the shtar. For all you know, someone did say something, you just don't know about it. And if he wasn't careful with the shtar, he's the one that loses out. So again, Shalosh Arotz is l'chazaka. There are three lands, three sections in Eretz Yisrael with regard to chazaka. They are Yehuda, the Eivor HaYarden, v'Hagol. Yehuda was the area in the center of Eretz Yisrael. Eivor HaYarden is what is today Jordan, on the other side of the Yarden, and Gol is up north. Therefore, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. If a person was in Yehuda, and someone moved into his property in Gaul, or Begal, the person was in Gaul, the owner was in Gaul, and someone took a chazak on his property, moved into his property in Yehuda, ain't a chazak, it's not a chazak. Either both are in Yehuda, or both are in Eivor HaYarden. They don't have to be in the same city, even though one is in one city, one is in a different city. As long as there are caravans traveling back and forth. Then we say to the owner, you should have been Moicha, and if you didn't protest, you lost out. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda said, Le'amru Shalosh Shanim. Chazal didn't give us this halacha, that to establish a chazaka takes 3 years, only because of the long-distance people. Ella only kadesh you be a spamia, so that even if the owner of the land is in far off Spain, the yachzik shana, and someone takes over his land for a year, the yadul shana, so people would have to travel l'chayr in that second year to let him know, by the way, someone is in your land, the yavi l'shana acheres, and he'll come back to Eretz Yisrael by the end of the third year. I say, excuse me, what are you doing here? Now the Batanura explains that you have to understand what the real machlokes here is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. The real machlokes says, what is the reason that 3 years is a chazaka? According to the Tanakhama, so we say up to 3 years you hold on to your shtar that proves you bought it, you got it as a gift, or whatever the case may be. After 3 years you figured, no one said anything, I saw no reason to hold on to it. Rabbi Yehuda looks at this differently. You know why we have 3 years? No one watches someone else move into their property and just stays quiet. Not even for a single hour. The only thing is maybe you don't know about it, because maybe he's in one place and you're someplace else. So for that, Chazal said, up to 3 years, by then you should have gotten the news and you would have had a chance to come back and say, please, you're in my property. But if he's together with him in the city, right away it's a chazaka. Now, in these three lands, Yehuda, Eivor HaYarden, and Gaul, being that there are no caravans traveling back and forth, so again, Rabbi Yehuda would say, it would take 3 years to have a chazaka, but after 3 years, there would be a chazaka. So once again, according to the Tanakhama, 3 years is for when the owner is in the same place. And the idea is, up until 3 years, we say the person's careful with his shtar. That proves he bought it. Or whatever legitimate reason he has to be in the property. Afterwards, he can say, if the person wasn't Moicha till now, so I assume that's not a problem. Memel, if they're not in the same place, like the machzik is in Yehuda and the owner is in Gaul, or the other way around, and Eretz Yisrael is divided into three, and caravans don't travel back and forth, the svara doesn't work. You can't tell me, oh, I wasn't careful with my shtar because I saw he wasn't Moicha in 3 years. You know why he wasn't Moicha in 3 years. He didn't know about it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, however, This is precisely why there's 3 years, in case the person lives far away, so that he can find out about it. But if he's there, then even right away, if he's not moicha, it would be a chazaka.